Right field. Grand slam. Kyle Schwarber sends his stadium into absolute chaos.
You know, I was all excited, Ed, during the baseball game. And then the sixth inning came, and I said, yeah, it's time. I'm going to drink until it's not that hurt. That doesn't hurt so much. That's what I said. My goodness. I was talking to my buddy Zach, and when Schwarber came up with the bases loaded, I said, man, this Mary Franklin's about to hit a grand slam home run. I'm telling you. I feel it. He said, he already has one tonight, a home run. I said, yeah, it ain't over. And we hung up. He comes up after the pitching change. It's a pitching change, right? He came up, gone. Let me say this. And I said this to Jeremy last week. This is aside from the hatred of the Phillies beating the crap out of us last night. You know, Kyle Schwarber is secretly one of my favorite ball players.
Is he?
You know why?
Because he's good.
Not just that. Kyle Schwarber is the poster child of today's baseball. He strikes out a lot. Mm-hmm. Not a very high batting average.
That's true.
But you know what it's all about?
Mm-hmm.
OPS.
Yep.
And home runs. He's the poster child. He's not supposed to be batting first and second in the lineup. Not the way we grew up. But he does. You know why? Because he produces 40 home runs, 94 RBI, batting first and second in the lineup. OPS of 947. That's baseball now, folks. Mm-hmm. No one cares that he strikes out. His contact, the damage is sick.
When we were kids, his average was batting 258.
Yes, and that's good for him.
That's right. Usually around 240. And 258 is a batting average. You'd be like, nah, good for a shortstop or something, you say. You
yeah.
Know, like, things like that.
And he struck out 132 times already. Yeah. 132 times.
Yeah.
His career, he's having a good year batting average. 258 is great for him. His career batting mm-hmm. average is 232. But his OPS for his career is 847. Yeah. A slugging for his career of 500. He is having an MVP type season.
Leads the majors in RBIs.
Uh-huh. I love Kyle Schwarber, man. I don't love him last night with six of them. He had six RBI last night. But he is definitely the poster child.
That game was just when you think, oh, maybe we'll get a decent baseball game. Nope. It just tear the roof off the place. It's like, wow.
And man. Joe's right. I'm not making excuses for the Orioles, but that two-out rally should have never happened. Okay, he was called safe on the field. What did the replay show, Joe? What did you see in the replay?
He was out.
He was out. But it was too close to reverse the call. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Yeah. The replay showed out.
I don't have the sound. I'll get it for later when we get deeper into this. But John Kruk and is that Scott Fransky, mm-hmm. I think, both said that he was out.
He was out.
Like they were very surprised that the inning was continuing.
What is too close to overturn? What does the replay show? Why are we using replay? It's too close to overturn the play. Well, wait a minute. We're using replay because it's too close to figure out.
Yeah.
The camera doesn't lie.
Yeah, but if you can see it, you see it. Don't tell me it's too close. If it's clear, it's clear.
Well. And it was clear.
Yeah, it was clear. To just highlight your point about the new baseball player with the strikeouts.
Hold on for a second.
Go ahead.
Ed's rabbit hole. We got to get a sponsor for this. Ed's
I could also
hole.
Be sponsored by Lions Den.
Yep, there you go. It'll be a little device that you can buy. Ed's rabbit hole.
Well, they sell rabbits. But yeah, you know what's right behind him in strikeouts? Kyle Raleigh.
What's Kyle Raleigh's numbers?
He's got 132 strikeouts. 130, and the Schwarber's got 132. What is 957 OPS.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's just 42 home runs. You know who has more strikeouts than him?
Who?
Shohei Ohtani, 138, 978 OPS. I mean, this is baseball
it's
now.
It's baseball, man. It's
baseball.
What are their batting averages? Shohei probably has a better batting average than the
Let's
other.
Let's see. Shohei's average is 274.
So it's not as good as I thought.
Raleigh's 252.
Yeah. Nobody cares.
Nope.
Baseball has changed,
it
folks.
It has changed.
That's why Aaron Judge is considered to be so great, because he actually bats over and around 300 with all those.
That's pretty amazing with him, actually. Yeah.
But yeah, last night was man. I thought Cade Povich in his return fared pretty well. I do. 5 2/3 innings, 4 earned runs, 7 strikeouts. It ended up being 4 earned runs. It was on 3 when he left. The bullpen gave up that fourth run. Would you have liked to have seen him stay in the game for that final out?
Yeah, I mean, why not now? I mean, to me, I'd like to see people see what they can do and see what they can do with the pressure, see what they can do in tough, high leverage situations, see what guys can do with the plate if they hit, when they've had a tough night. I mean, what else are we doing now?
He had 90 pitches at the time. Mm-hmm. I don't let him start an inning with 90 pitches, but at 90 pitches with 2 outs, I let him try to finish the inning with 90 pitches.
Because, listen, at 90, okay, he's going to even if he went to 104, his arm's not going to fall off. This is just it's an imaginary number they've come up with now. That's one of my pet peeves in baseball. Well, he's near 100 pitches. Who made this number up? 100 pitches. Seriously.
It just sounds like the right number. 100. That's going to be the number.
That's it. You're done.
But he wasn't at 100. He could have gotten the final out with fewer than 10 pitches.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes.
I would have let him go at that point. I'm sorry. I was so disappointed when they took him out. I know he was. Let's go to Greg in Columbia. What's up, Greg?
Hey, good morning. I'd like to comment just briefly on Mr. Schwarber and the missed call. Regarding Mr. Schwarber, he won the World Series with the Cubs, but then he had a lag in his career, but he revived it. I mean, he was with the Phillies when they lost to the Astros, but yet and still, he's revived his career. The O's community can learn from that. We last won in 83. We've had a lag in our experience in the World Series, but we can revive our baseball experience, and we can win again. Regarding the missed call, that happens in baseball, but similarly how we can learn from Mr. Schwarber, we just got to keep playing the best ball we can, so we won't leave the anything in doubt like that.
All right. I need another beer, Greg Oldham.
Thank you, Greg.
What?
He has to be trolling us at this point. He has to be.
Mr. Schwarber.
Get it right. Just get the call right. You can put an effing chip in the football to figure out down and distance. You can't figure out a way to put something in the base and something in the ball.
Bad calls happening with the naked eye. I agree with Greg 100%. Things happen. Bad calls happening with the replay. I don't agree with Greg. It should not happen. That's why you have technology. That's why. The camera doesn't lie. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as a tie. It's not.
Right. It's where it isn't. Yeah.
It's not happening like that. It was out, and the inning should have been over.
It gets me so angry. In all sports, when they've had this technology for years and they've resisted, baseball is the worst.
The absolute.
Baseball is the worst. Because make the ceiling. You have all this stuff available, and it's not the game. Bad officiating is part of the game, I guess. I don't understand this. You have it. Even now, do we really need guys running on the field with chains?
No, you don't. Stop it.
I mean,
it doesn't make sense.
Because even then it's like,
now you're just slowing the game down more.
Bad spot. Good spot. Good spot. Where'd the ball stop? It's got a chip in it now. You know where the ball stopped.
Let's get it right. It means too much on the line.